Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
You know, when you take your first breath, you're breathing in all of the planetary energies into your body, into your physical core, and you're just expressing that one little snapshot in time for the rest of your life.
I love that.
It's so poetic, right? Hey everyone, my name is Tiani.
And I'm Taylor. Welcome to Inner Orbit, your tool for navigating the energetic world around you.
Awesome. Thanks for being here today. We're going to get into some really cool discussions. We're going to talk about navigating your birth chart. We're going to be talking about what it is, how to utilize it, resources, tips, and tools, and basically what learning about our birth chart has done for our own interpersonal lives. It's really, really exciting. To kick us off, Taylor, what's a birth chart?
What's a birth chart? So a birth chart is a snapshot of where all the planets were at the time of your birth. The planets were arrayed in a very specific energy pattern, and that plays into the core essence of who you are. And so the birth chart is step one of really understanding the energy within you. And we can start with your big three, understanding your sun, your moon, and your rising. But there's so many more planets and aspects that Tiani is going to teach me about that play into, again, the energy within you. So that's like my succinct understanding of a birth chart. I know you've gone pretty deep into this topic. So What does it mean to you?
Yeah, your birth chart is such a beautiful representation. I like to call it your constellation map. It's your own intimate constellation map. Like, you get to get this visual snapshot of where all the planets were, where all the stars and even asteroids were at the point when you were born. There are some traditional astrologers who like to say, you know, when you take your first breath, you're breathing in all of the planetary energies into your body, into your physical core, and you're just expressing that one little snapshot in time for the rest of your life.
I love that.
It's so poetic, right?
Yeah.
And so that's your birth chart. And it's so important to you because, again, it's this tool of knowing yourself without incorporating all of the shame, because it can be seen. Sometimes people are really secretive about their birth charts. I went through a phase, still kind of am in it, where you just don't share your birth chart with anybody because it's sacred and personal to you. Other times you can be very free with sharing it as well if you want someone to know, like, how are we going to vibe together?
Yeah.
There's so many different charts that we'll talk about on different episodes as well. But why do you think people should know about their birth chart?
I do think, number one, already I think it tackles a huge misconception about astrology, which you hear a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how is everyone in the same month supposed to be the same, right? Or like, I know, you know, we're Tauruses. Like, I know other Tauruses who aren't exactly like me.
Our twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Twins can even have a different expression. And that's where your birth chart plays such a role. Once you dig in and you realize how much nuance there is, and there are so many signs reflected within you, you can have such a mixture of earth and water and fire. You're not the same as everyone born in that month. In fact, your rising sign is down to a two-hour window of when and where you were born. There are some signs that are so specific to that first breath you took, which is a beautiful way of saying it. So I think that's number one. And if you want to improve anything about your life, you have to get a handle on yourself first and foremost.
Girl.
And there are some aspects of you that you might want to evolve. You know, knowing your rising sign can give you a sense of this is my evolutionary path. Mm. Being a Capricorn rising, work ethic, goal oriented, it makes me feel like I'm walking the right path when I do have goals in my life and I'm achieving them. When I don't have them, I do feel a bit lost. And I feel like knowing that about myself is just an everyday thing that helps me navigate life. On the other side too, we have a lot of things that we might want to evolve, improve in our lives. Mm. Being a Cancer moon, Cancer is water. Water signs need to work on boundaries often. Water signs can feel heavily and
you dissolve, take up the space.
Exactly.
The container. Yeah.
And knowing that about myself has profoundly changed the way I show up in relationships because I've worked on healthy, nice, energetic boundaries. Mm. But that's changed my life for the better. So you can evolve in any which way, kind of work on your shadows, work towards goals you have in life knowing this.
Mm.
And I feel like you've done a really good job of that as well.
Oh, stop. Yeah. Me too. I think what's really beautiful about what you're describing is like there's no one to change but self. I take that from Neville Goddard if we're manifestator communities here.
I like that.
But like you can't change the world until you're changing yourself.
Yeah.
Essentially. And sometimes you can feel like, well, where do I even start? Mm-hmm. And a birth chart is so beautiful because it's divided into these sections and organized if you need organization in your life. So like we have several different components. We have like the planets, we have the house systems, and we do have the aspects as well. So it gives you something to start with, but it's also a tool for validating. So like when you speak about like knowing that you've had these like loose boundaries in your life, but then once you learn and you interpret your birth chart and you're just mm-hmm. like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
So if you've been in spaces where it's just like you need to start putting lines and meanings to certain character personality traits, that's a wonderful place to start. It differs a little bit different from like there's so many different methods to learning about your own energetic makeup. I know that there's like the human design.
Yes.
Or, you know, you can take a Myers-Briggs or something. But like if you are ethereal.
The Enneagram.
Or, yeah. Yes.
It's never ending.
I like that one.
I'll do them all.
Okay. You know. Yeah. But it's just another tool out there. So something that we should also pivot into. When we're starting out and we were just getting into astrology and accessing our birth chart, where do you start? Where do you begin? What tips and tricks? Like, let's get into that.
Yes, because I feel there's so much you can get into. You and I can go down the best rabbit holes.
Mm-hmm.
But I have so many friends that seem skeptical about astrology, but have been going to lunches with me being like, okay, tell me about myself.
Ooh.
And I feel like when you're starting from scratch like that, the number one thing you want to do is learn your big three.
Yes. So when we're talking about our big three, we are talking about our sun sign, mm-hmm. our moon sign, and our rising sign. If you don't want to go and look at your birth chart after this, at least just knowing those three signs will pretty much serve you and like do enough.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of data in that alone.
Just
you could change your life only knowing those.
Just alone. And so like I'm going to speak about my interpretation and some things I've read up on and what they mean, because however you study it, there'll be several different interpretations. And then I would love to hear mm-hmm. about how you've navigated that space as well with your big three.
Yes.
So let's just get into our sun sign.
Yes.
How about we start there?
Because that's what everyone knows,
that's
right?
That's what everyone knows.
You probably know that at the minimum.
Yes. And a lot of the time you're just going to be organizing it based upon like the month and the mm-hmm. date that you were born and the year and things of that nature. So your sun sign. I interpret the sun sign to be sort of the warmth that you emanate when someone is in close proximity.
Oh, I like that. I've never heard that one before.
It's not necessarily your first impression.
Yeah.
It's mostly like you'll read a lot about like at the core it's who you are, but that's so vague.
Yeah.
Like who do I even think I am? the way that I like to look at it is if like someone is standing 6 feet away from me.
Yeah.
And if they're looking at me, what's the vibe I'm giving them?
Wow.
Right? Like what would you like,
that's probably better than I've ever heard it described, because my description was like it's your core essence. But I've always agreed there was something lacking to that, because what does that mean?
Because what does it mean?
Because oftentimes your rising sign can actually be someone's first impression,
ooh.
Which is interesting. But it, like what you said, it's really what you kind of ground into being is like that sun sign.
I like how you said that, yeah. What you ground into being. Yeah. It's kind of like your comfy spot, mm-hmm. when you're just like out and about,
yeah.
and like interacting with other people. Like when we think about the sun's influence, mm-hmm. And we think about how it gives life, you know, vegetation, all that fun stuff, it's what you're giving life to,
yes.
like throughout your life. And so it's kind of like what you're here to kind of aspire to, and kind of just like, what shenanigans are we going to get into in this lifetime? and you can kind of see that there. But I love the way that you talk about a rising sign,
yeah.
to be honest. Like, I can tell, like, that's your jam.
Perhaps recency bias, because it was something that I, like, really came into knowledge about just in the past couple years. And it mm-hmm. was, like, another – just the way learning my moon sign in my late teens mm-hmm. changed my understanding of my inner world – learning my rising sign helped me understand, like, what is my evolutionary path supposed to be?
Yeah.
I learned that it's Capricorn. This is what I got from Chani's app, which is one of the tools I recommend to leverage to go find out. It's an app. You can go put in your birthday. That one is really ruled. That whole application is really ruled by your rising sign. As you mentioned, a lot of what you should be looking at is your rising sign. One of the reasons Chani is so excited about focusing on that is it's the most specific sign to you, mm-hmm. because in terms of like the time that you were born, that first breath you mentioned, mm-hmm. your sun is in the month you were born vaguely, moon, day, but your rising sign is in that hour. When it asks you your time, if you don't have your time correct, your rising sign will not be right. If you don't have your location correct, because it's where mm-hmm. you were born and the time exactly.
Yeah.
So it's the most specific thing in your entire chart to the essence of your being. Oftentimes it is people's first impression. Mm-hmm. It can or cannot be. I mean, again, it's like energies are dynamic. A lot of interpretations I hear are that it's also one of the more progressive signs in your chart, that if you kind of are on the right evolutionary path, you are embodying a lot of the positives of that sign. Mm. So for Capricorn, again, work ethic, we're both Capricorn risings. Mm. So we've probably always embodied some level of responsibility, yeah. holding things together,
yeah.
being composed. But what I feel is true for me evolutionary wise, knowing now that it's my rising, is more in a grounded way embodying that. I think when I was younger, it was for survival. Mm-hmm. And it was also mm-hmm. a little bit of imposter syndrome, a sense mm-hmm. of being a fraud. As I've grounded into myself and I realize like this energy is within me and it's meant to be expressed, I've gotten so comfortable and excited about the goals I'm setting are for myself.
Yeah.
And I really believe I'm capable of accomplishing any goal I set.
Yeah.
And I believe that the leadership qualities within me, like that they're meant to be expressed in this world. Mm. And knowing that has given me so much more confidence. And I feel that now I'm expressing the rising sign energy within me in a much more like embodied way.
Mm.
Does that make sense? I know that's yeah. kind of a specific interpretation of
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
everyone views it that way. No, what do you think?
Like, I love hearing about how it's influenced your life.
Yeah.
For sure. Because the way that you were describing it is like, it's sort of like your internal compass in, if you ever like needed one.
Correct.
And I think that's a, like a really grounded way of interpreting what the rising sign is. There's so many different interpretations out there, right?
Yes.
And so like, again, as you continue to get into your own practice and your own study, do what feels right for you,
mm-hmm.
And teach others like to explore what it yeah. means for them. And so it's been really grounding yeah. for you. And I love that. And that's been honestly one of the harder things for me
really?
to
which
really
is
define.
Interesting, because we both have the same
we
signs
both
there,
have.
So it's interesting how we relate differently.
Yeah. It could be my Sag moon being afraid to commit to like one specific meaning. And I'm like, I must know them all. and I can't commit to one specific one. So the rising sign, a lot of like information out there will say things like it's kind of the lens that you view life from and mm-hmm. things of that nature. I think personally for me, what I found my rising sign to be like is sort of how I internalize and think about the world.
Mm-hmm.
It is sort of this coloring lens. Your Mercury sign will be, you know, how you think and things of that nature. But I think the rising sign will tell you what you think about,
mm-hmm.
Essentially. And I think that that's honestly how far I've gotten into like
yeah.
my interpretation and my feeling
yeah.
about the rising
Although
sign.
Although I see you embodying it right now.
Okay, with being strict and limited. No.
With being your leadership and accomplishing goals in life, like
true.
Step by step.
True. Yeah. True.
And Capricorn risings, I like this one, are the late bloomers in life, yes, in the sense that the full expression, it's the goat walking up the mountain. Mm-hmm. So it's like a step-by-step path for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I liked learning that because it gave me this freedom of like, okay, I already feel good about life. And yeah, if it's really like, if we're getting more and more into our power, the more time goes on, that's such a freeing and liberating. It gives you something
to look forward to.
Yes.
Because if you're a Capricorn rising.
Yes. Clearly we're a little biased on that one. They're all good.
You know, you do age in reverse a little bit. But yes. and that's okay. There's so many nuances to every sign. Like, yes, if you're an Aries rising, you pretty much will probably be infantile your whole life. Not in a bad way. Not in a bad way. No, you're always going here to have a childlike excitement.
Correct.
But yes, very youthful, a lot of ideas. Yes. And we love all the signs here first and foremost.
And if you don't relate to your rising sign, I do think it's an interesting thing to unpack. Like, it's kind of a fun one to be like, oh, I'm supposed to be, as an example, my mom's a Leo rising. And mm-hmm, like, that was – Leo rising is very charismatic, confident. Like, she's gorgeous and wonderful, but didn't always relate to that, like, walk into a room and, you know, like, have that energy. But as life has gone on and she's kind of stepped into it, it's like she's fully embodying it now. So, but there's stuff to work through to get to that. So it's a really fun one to unpack. If you are like, huh, I wonder why I don't fully relate to that, it's a really good one to journal on.
Ooh, I think you mentioned something that's really, really important. When you talk about like the expression of this shadow side. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times that's what you'll interact with initially,
yeah,
as you grow into being more masterful of the energy.
Correct.
And so like there's no good or bad, but there's a spectrum of expression.
Yes.
When we talk about the signs.
Yeah.
And disclaimer, you have all of the signs within you. All of that energy is available to you. And we'll talk about that on later episodes as well. But a lot of the times what you're doing is interacting with a lot of the barriers for the specific signs, because how would you become masterful for the more benefic, aspects?
I like that word.
You are learning how to be masterful over yourself, mm-hmm, learning how to show up in the world more responsibly. Mm-hmm. You only need to get your ass beat a handful of times with these energies, you know, before you're just like, listen, I need to shape up. I need to change.
Right.
And so like your rising sign, 100%.
Yes.
You are going to experience the limitations before you get into to the more benefic aspects, yeah, or the funner part of life. And that's the
sooner you
aging. The sooner you learn from the first ass whooping, the better.
The better you can escape that loop.
Yes.
So that's where all this information, all this data can be powerful.
Yes.
Like, let me now use this to escape.
Yes.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Let's get into the moon sign.
And why is the moon sign your favorite?
The moon sign is my favorite because it's really, I don't know if it's taurine of me, but it's your cozy, like,
yeah,
emotional safety. And that's also a little bit confusing because the moon is something that's a little bit more hidden.
Yeah.
But again, a lot of people talk about it like when you're by yourself. Mm-hmm. But I actually find that your moon sign can also come out in social situations, mm-hmm, you know, because like the moon is actually a very social sign and represents the public and even collective consciousness.
Wow.
So what you are energetically picking up when you walk into a room, your moon sign is coming into play because you might be interacting with other people's,
yeah,
moon signs.
That makes sense.
You know? And so like, I think your moon sign is probably who you are most of, like, the time, which is why people's moon signs can be the most, let me not say problematic, but a little bit more difficult to navigate because you're more resistant to outgrowing some of those patterns.
Yes.
Right. But what's also interesting about your moon sign is it cycle, like, it's so cyclical.
Yes.
It's so cyclical. But there's these boundaries within that cycle.
Yeah.
And so you're moody so often because you are seeing the mirror of your shadow so often, and you're working through things that you need to bring attention to so often with your moon sign.
Yeah.
And I think there's something so poetic about it. Do not be afraid of your moon sign. Embody it. Love it. I love my fire moon.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm such an earthy person that I actually think it's one of the funniest things about me, because it's like a wild card.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of all things Sagittarius, like, yeah. What do you mean? Like, you want to be tied down? Not really, baby. No, but like, what about a moon sign for you?
I love everything you said about it. And there's like, we were saying earlier, like, all you need to know is your big three. I mean, even if you learn your moon, look how much you can unlock. Mm-hmm. And whereas your rising sign, I think it can be more common for someone to be like, oh, I'm kind of surprised that's my rising. Whereas your moon, I do think that cozy thing you said, like, it's this intrinsic how you felt always, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I usually, when I help people find out their moon sign, 9 times out of 10, it's like, wow, I feel so understood. I feel so seen. So that's usually the reaction when people hear their moon signs. It can be that way for many other placements as well. Yeah. But like, that moon is just your inner world that you might not have articulated. Mm-hmm. What you've said is like, you've intuited and you've might admitted quietly, but you haven't said it with words often.
Yes.
And so yes. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, yes. So the fire within you, the water within me, like that Cancer moon, unlocking that in my teens was like, thank goodness I'm not crazy. Well, I might be, but
did it give you permission?
It gave me permission. I was like, I'm meant to be emotional. Mm-hmm. I will also say, getting to know your moon's crucially important to evolution from my perspective, because like I was saying, like, my rising sign helps me understand if I'm on track of where I'm supposed to keep growing. My moon sign, I've heard interpretations that I've liked that are also kind of like, you're also meant to really rein it in ways, right? Because you're so natural within you, like the water sign within me, the deep emotions, the lack of boundaries sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's so natural to me that you're kind of like, not until you're aware of it, it's hard to rein it in. So like, when learning that helped me realize I am meant to be emotional. If I want to use this emotional power for good, which is like being highly intuitive and empathetic and nurturing, I need to rein in the shadow qualities of it. I need to learn healthy boundaries, and I need to not get emotional in a way that's like maybe manipulative or angry or resentful. So there's so much you can learn from that alone. I'm sold on it being my favorite too. I thought it was the rising.
Yeah, I mean, let me walk out here with my big three and just call it a day.
People are afraid of astrology, but look how much you can learn just from that.
Just from that alone.
Yeah.
On that note, we'd love to know what your big three is, specifically your moon and your rising sign. Forget about the sun sign for now. But just comment, let us know. We'd love to see what's going on with you all. Yeah.
And on that note as well, I feel like maybe it would be helpful to share some of the tools that we used that I know that we kind of are in different spectrums of how deep we've gone.
Yeah.
So from my end, maybe beginners, like someone who doesn't know much, want to download something and quickly get an answer, I use two apps that I find have kind of different interpretations of astrology, which is great. There are many interpretations out there. It's good to see which tools resonate with you. I like Chani and I like The Pattern. They're both great apps. I think you can download them for free and plug it in to at least see your chart, get your big three for sure, and a lot more information. Chani, as I mentioned, is centered around your rising sign. The Pattern can be really eerie. They'll talk about transits, and it's been eerily spot on for me and a lot of my friends. So go explore. Those aren't ours, but it's just fun tools at your disposal that you could download right now. Or I know you've used some great resources.
Yeah. If you aren't like big into apps or anything like that, and you want to learn astrology maybe through textbooks or like websites or something like that.
Yeah.
One of my favorite favorite resources is from an author named Isabel Hickey. She wrote Astrology, a Cosmic Science. I think it's pretty much a big hallmark. It talks about the spiritual side of astrology, but there are many, many other books and authors to really get into, but that was my favorite.
Thank you for sharing. I've never read that one.
Another one that I really, really love. Everybody might already know this already. Cafe Astrology.
Yes. That's definitely what I used to learn my moon sign. I know that.
It's so great because it's wonderful throwback. For beginners, but it's also a really good reference point for like more intermediate or more like studied and well-versed. I still go back to Cafe Astrology sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I love the structure of it.
Yeah. Straightforward, I think.
It is so straightforward and they have so many different resources.
Yeah.
Because if you are a different levels of delving into your astrological practice, they have something for everybody.
Yeah.
So everybody can just sit at the table.
I love that.
But yeah.
So we'll link a lot of those. I think some of these websites, these apps, just as reference points, use what works.
Mm-hmm.
Good starting off points because you can't leave today without learning your big three.
You have to. And some information that you'll need to go look at your birth chart is your birth time. So text your parents. Text your caretaker.
A birth certificate has to exist somewhere.
You need to verify.
It's supposed to.
Because your caretaker may tell you it's this time and they're going to be off.
Yeah.
That's so catastrophic when you walk around thinking.
15 minutes can be everything, even the city. So
yes,
if you don't know the time or place, just know that your rising sign is probably not accurate. So if you do move forward with this and you don't know your time, that's the most important distinction. If you can get the time, it will change things a lot.
I had a friend
be off by 15 minutes and it completely changed her reading.
Yeah. It changes your health systems.
Yeah.
So you will need your birth time, an accurate birth location. So like you'll need your city, your state, your country, and your birth date, of course. So month, date, and year. And you plug it in, like Taylor said, into an app or into a website, and it'll pull up this beautiful constellation chart. If you don't have your birth time, because this happens more frequently than we like to think, you'll just get a chart that's pulled up with like, you know, your sun, your moon, your Venus, things of that nature. But you won't get the aspect of knowing your specific houses and your rising sign.
Yes.
Because time is definitely so important. But something that you can do if you don't know it is you can seek out a very trained astrologer, an intuitive astrologer who can read your energy if you're into all of that. Because that is another way that I began to deepen my practice. Intuition is so important when you're using energetic tools.
Yeah.
You have to learn to trust yourself and your gut, but you can go to an astrologer that you trust or any type of psychic or tarot reader, anything, somebody who deals with the arts, and just have them get an energetic feel for you and they'll predict your rising sign. Or you can contact the hospital that you were born at yourself and get a copy of your birth certificate if that's something that is accessible to you. Something that we want to talk about very, very quickly.
Yes.
As we talk about these resources, just remember your intuition is your best guide.
Yeah.
Here. Some apps may be a little bit more resourceful than others. Some may be a little bit more problematic. I'm not going to name them specifically. Some may be a little bit more negative, and some might be a little bit more bypassy. Mm-hmm. So find what you like that works for you, but always, always, always use your discernment. If you're reading books and you're reading a certain astrologer and you're just like, I don't like this, close that book up, put it back on the shelf. You are always up to interpret energy the way that your body is transcribing it.
Yes.
100% here. So I just want to note that really quickly.
That's
we are just talking, right? Like we're just talking about things that have worked for us. But what I really love is that we have come to astrology in many different ways and we use it in different ways. So find what works for you. Energetic integrity and autonomy. Okay.
I love that.
Right.
Use what works, leave what doesn't.
Okay.
It's all meant to improve your life. If it's not, no, thank you.
Okay.
And so we've covered a lot today. We've covered, again, if anything, find your big three using the resources that we'll link in the show notes. Again, you'll want your birth date, your time, your location. Big three is a lot. This episode is already so much to change your life if you don't listen to any more. But believe it or not, there's so much more. So, Tiani, we know we wanted to break this up into two episodes
because
there's so much more.
Yeah.
What can listeners expect next time?
Yes. Once you get well-versed in looking at your chart and knowing your sun, moon, and rising, We're going to delve into our next episode about planetary influences, houses, and aspects, which are just relationships and phone calls between planets.
Ooh.
I'm so excited. I know, that was good.
Yeah, right? Tiani's teaching me about aspects. I actually don't know that much, so I'm excited to learn.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that one. So do your homework for part one, because you're going to need it for part two.
And if you are a homework person, a journal girly like me or boy or whatever, we do have journal questions associated with this. We'll link in the show notes a PDF of a guided exercise. The first journal prompt we have is, what resistance do you have to using astrology as a tool for personal growth? Some people have this kind of instinctual, like, not for me. Let's unpack it. What's that about? If you feel like commenting, we'd love to hear from you. In the guided PDF that we'll include, we also have some homework about how to learn this. And we'd also love to learn what resonated or surprised you once you finally did learn your big three.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in people's instinctual reaction to that information.
Those are really good questions, Taylor.
Yes.
All right. I'm excited to eat so much.
You've been listening to Inner Orbit. This podcast is created and hosted by Tiani Harris and Taylor Starr, produced and edited by Chloe Goodman, with original music by Joseph Goodman. Be sure to like, subscribe, or follow wherever you're listening so you don't miss an episode. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at InnerOrbitPod or email innerorbitpod@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving us a rating, review, or comment. We want to hear what you think, and your engagement goes a long way helping this podcast reach a wider audience. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.